Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland government has appealed to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, not to boycott the forthcoming parliamentary elections for the lone Lok Sabha seat slated to be held on April 19. ENPO had resolved not to participate in any central and state elections after the government of India failed to fulfill their demand for creation of frontier Nagaland territory. Speaking at a sideline of NDPP ticket distribution ceremony yesterday, Chief Minister Nipirio said the demand of ENPO can be discussed again after the elections and it has to get resolved. He said consultation is required to resolve the issues and added that the state government is ready to support. Rio also added that ENPO and Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union need to sit across the table and resolve the issue, stating that if the leaders have differences, people will suffer. Stating that ENPO areas had development deficiencies, Chief Minister Rio said the state government is all prepared to support in the identified key areas like infrastructure development, education, healthcare, so as to bring them at par with others. Election Commission has asked centre and state and union territory governments to immediately remove all unauthorised political posters from government properties like railways and airports. In its letter, the poll body said the Commission had been receiving complaints from various quarters alleging that unauthorised political advertisements are still being displayed in many places across the country. The EC has taken serious note of the non-compliance or partial compliance of its instructions. It has directed all states and UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorized political advertisements. EC has asked for a compliance report in this regard to be furnished to the Commission till 5 p.m. today. The two-day state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan, which was scheduled to begin from today, has been postponed due to ongoing inclement weather conditions over Baro Airport. External Affairs Ministry said new dates are being worked out by the two sides through diplomatic channels. The Reserve Bank has advised all banks to keep all their branches dealing with government business open on 31st March. This comes after the government requested to keep all banks dealing with government receipts and payments open for transactions on 31st March so as to account for all the government transactions relating to receipts and payments in the current fiscal itself. RBI has further asked banks to give due publicity about the availability of banking services on this day. NEET PG exam, which was earlier scheduled for 7 July, will now be conducted on 23rd June. A notification released by National Medical Commission said that the cut-off date for completion of internship to become eligible for NEET PG, however, will remain unchanged to 15th August. While the results will be declared on 15th July and the academic session will start on 16th September. Meanwhile, the National Testing Agency said that due to elections, the Fresh Start NETS 2024 exam, earlier scheduled on 24th May, has been preponed to 11th May. In a disturbing incident, a 9-year-old girl was viciously assaulted by her caretakers in Walker. The victim, who was living as a domestic helper, suffered regular abuse and leading to a serious abuse on Sunday evening. Chairperson of the Child Welfare Committee, CWC Walker, Monjumi Humzoi, informed that upon contacting the victim's father, the victim's family could rescue her on March 19. CWC took the injured victim to the District Civil Hospital for medical treatment. The victim sustained injuries in various parts of her body, including deep cuts and serious burns. Additional SP Walker, Soriso K. Quinker, said a case has been registered at the Women Police Station and the accused is currently under interrogation. Registration for online CEE for all Agnivir categories are open for unmarried male candidates from Nagaland and Manipur states. The online registration will be closed on 22nd March. Candidates will have to log in to www.joinindianarmy.nic.in to check their eligibility status, and all necessary details will be available on the website. In case of any query or problems faced in registration, candidates can contact ARO Rangapahar on mobile number 8974-958673, landline number 03862-249012, and email to arorangapahar77@gmail.com. Nagaland's athletes continued to demonstrate remarkable skill and determination on the third Northeast Games 2024, securing a total of 39 medals. On second day yesterday, Nagaland took the top position in the medal standings with 18 gold, 8 silver and 13 bronze medals. Following closely behind is Manipur, winning a total of 34 medals, 12 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze medals, while Assam demonstrated the prowess with 35 medals in total, including 11 gold, 16 silver and 8 bronze medals. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.